We've got a busy art season going on here in the Louisville area, and that includes the Louisville Philharmonia that has a concert coming up Thursday. We'd like to talk to the music director, Daniel Spurlock, first about it. It's English space, right?
Yes, English space. It's going to be featuring English English composers. And by the way, believe it or not, I'm not a music director.
Okay.
Just wanted to clarify, this is a fascinating orchestra. It's
That's
called
right.
the Louisville Philharmonia, the Musicians Orchestra. So it's owned, operated, and run by the musicians.
So I would call you conductor.
Yeah, I'm the conducting member,
right.
Which I'm very happy about, by the way. It takes a lot of pressure off than being a music director. But no, our concert is this week, and we are featuring music from English composers Edward Elgar, Ralph Vaughan Williams, and Gustav Holst. And it's interesting because all three of these composers lived roughly the same time. So they have that kind of a similar background. They all were interested in the music for the people, the English folk music. So they had a lot of that in their music, and it's really fascinating to put these three together. I've never really thought of that until we just started discussing it in the committee. But we're going to open with the Edward Elgar one of the military marches, Pomp and Circumstance number 4. You know, everybody's familiar, of course, with number 1 because we all graduated with the theme of number 1. But this is number 4, which is much more like number 1 than the others. He wrote 6 of these, but he didn't get to finish the 6th one. He had someone else finish it as late as 2006.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he actually had 6 of them. He had started the 6th one. But after we do the number 4, Pomp and Circumstance number 4, we're going to do the Norfolk Rhapsody number 1 by Vaughan Williams. And Vaughan Williams, of course, studied a lot of the English folk music, and he got this from the little fishing village called King's Lynn in Norfolk County in England, and he wrote 3 of these, actually, and the 3rd one is completely missing. No one knows where it is, so it never was really played. And then we'll close the first half of the concert with the Fantasia on Greensleeves by Vaughan Williams, which everybody knows and loves, and it's just beautiful piece of music. And then after after the interval instead of intermission, since it's all English. So after the interval, we're going to do the Complete Planets by Gustav Holst. All 7 of them. Of course,
wow.
There's no Earth, and there wasn't Pluto in the time he wrote it, and now there's no Pluto anyway, so we're really literal. So all 7 of the planets, which is very exciting. Huge orchestra. We have 90 people playing on this particular concert.
Yeah, it's I think the subtitle of the planets is a suite for large orchestras. So that certainly fits that bill. Also joining us with Daniel is Sherry Quinn, who's one of the violinists with the Louisville Philharmonia, of which they will be performing Thursday the 18th.
25th.
25th. Oh, I'm a week behind the 25th. Now, Sherry, Daniel touched on this a little bit, but it's a kind of unusual formation or organization of this orchestra. Can you describe a little bit of it?
Yes, we are Louisville Philharmonia, the Musicians Orchestra, and it's unique in the Louisville area. There are other orchestras in the nation that are operated this way, but we are solely operated and managed by the musicians. We have a 7-member board, and all of us are musicians within the orchestra. We break down the work via each member of the board. I happen to be the personnel and communications director. We have other people that do the programming. We all work together to make the opera, the orchestra work. And every member contributes in any way that they can. So that is how we make it work. And we're able to, our goal is to bring music to our community in a way that's accessible for community members, people who wouldn't necessarily be familiar or comfortable attending a major orchestra, may not have the finances to do that. We encourage children, we encourage families, and our goal is to make future patrons of the arts all over Louisville. So our goal is to build that. And in Louisville, frankly, we have a very deep bench of musical talent in players, and there's a lot of people who want a musical outlet. They aren't necessarily able to support themselves in the arts, but they want a musical outlet. So a lot of our members have other careers.
Well, I've read some of the names of the orchestra members, and they certainly are high quality. But this is an all-volunteer group, but is there an audition process for them?
At, at this point, we have taken recommendations, but we are establishing an audition policy on the board. So in the future, our membership will be completely auditioned.
But I was kind of blown away when I read some of the names on there that these are quality musicians, some of which have been on our Lunchtime Classics program. So certainly is a group of quality. Daniel Spurlock, can you talk a little bit about the rehearsal process and getting the musicians ready for this program?
Yes, we actually rehearse once a week on Monday evenings, and everybody, for the most part, is usually there. There's going to be conflicts here and there, and we simply work around those. The goal that I set as conducting member is to get as much of the musical character as we can get with all the players that are there. Because we have different variety of players and their technique levels, all of which are actually quite good. I mean, it's pretty impressive to hear what this orchestra can play. But in addition to that, I really push a lot towards the musical character so that each piece has its own character, its own mood, its own musicality. And we all come together and work very hard on that and coming up with, as far as I'm concerned, some very good results, especially from the musical side. But, you know, we've done pieces like this Greensleeves. It's two flutes and strings, but you know, we do that, and then we do the Planets of Gustav Holst, which uses 90 players, including everything, four winds, four of each part practically, and an organ. And, of course, everybody knows the last movement has female voices, ladies' voices, and we have some ladies' voices from the Louisville Chorus who are volunteering their time to come in and sing the Neptune.
Excellent.
At the end of the concert, which is beautiful. So we're getting, you know, we're getting this collaboration with other arts agencies. But the rehearsals are very, I mean, hopefully Sherry will back me up on this, are very hard-working rehearsals.
Right.
I mean, we all really dig in. It's not just this really is not a community orchestra. It really is not. And it's really not a civic orchestra. You know, a lot of the image can be that when you see other orchestras that are not compensated for what they do. But this is really a real, legit orchestra that, as you said, you know, there are players in this orchestra that are well-known in Louisville and play very well. Mm-hmm. Some of them have actually subbed in the Louisville Orchestra. And they're top-quality musicians, so we really play some tough music and do it really pretty darn well, if I may say so. These are great people to work with.
Well, that's coming up on the 25th at Harvey Brown Presbyterian Church in Louisville. And for more information, Daniel, how can people find out more?
Well, they can call 438-8331, and we'll have some information on that. The performance is at 7:30 on October 25th, this coming Thursday, at Harvey Brown Presbyterian Church, which is at 311 Browns Lane.
Okay. So, again, that's 438-8331?
Yes, that's it.
And also you have a Facebook page, too. So go to Facebook and type in Louisville Philharmonia, and you can find out all the information on that, too.
I would like to remind people that you need to get there early. We fully expect that we are going to be at full capacity in our current venue at Harvey Brown. So if you would like to attend and get a seat, we recommend that you come early.
Okay. Is parking no problem there?
There's plenty of parking there. They're okay. at free parking, extra lot in the back, too, that's shared. So parking should not be an issue. We will have parking attendance. We just have a maximum capacity in the venue.
All right. Well, that's Louisville Philharmonia and their next concert coming up Thursday. Daniel Spurlock and Sherry Quinn, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.